Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 23rd and News on the Edge. So a theme of ours lately has been actions, events, activities, and we're going to keep that up. So this Friday, that's October 27th, Creative Mornings is returning to St. Petersburg. If you haven't heard of Creative Mornings, you need to Google it, Creative Mornings, Tampa Bay, and then you're going to see a chapter for Tampa Bay, and it's held here in St. Pete. Definitely need to register. Definitely need to get a ticket for it. It's a ticketed event. No cost for the ticket, but definitely get that ticket. And the event starts at 8:30 in the morning. There's going to be food and drink and speakers and music and just all sorts of fun stuff going on at Green Bench Brewing. The next day, October 28th, the Mezzo Market returns to the district. Over 100 different artisans are set up on Baum Avenue, and the whole district really becomes alive, and the weather is so beautiful. It's going to be an amazing Saturday to be out and shop and eat and drink around the district. And then the big event, Halloween on Central, October 29th. This is the third year the event has occurred, and it's from 12 to 5 o'clock right down Central Avenue through Grand Central and the Edge. It's 22 blocks shut down on Central Avenue, so you get to walk where most of the time there's just traffic driving around. All sorts of things going on, from the Voodoo Vendor Village to roaming entertainment. There's candy everywhere, music, DJs, shows, costume contests, pet contests. It's just an amazing day for the entire community. Over 100,000 people expected to attend. So definitely come visit us in the Edge District and see all the fun things we have planned for that day. Speaking of the Edge District, if you're not familiar with the location, that's from MLK 9th Street over to 16th Street down Central Avenue. Includes 1st and 1st Avenues with businesses on both sides. Currently, nearly $500 million in development is in various stages of fruition in the Edge District. So some of our new developments almost ready to open, and some of them are closing in on getting city approval to start, and some of them are kind of halfway there. So come check out the Edge District, ever evolving, ever fun, always something exciting to do. My Get Hungry segment is going to be Roger's Around the Edge edition. So I'm just going to take you on a quick little culinary tour of some of my favorite locations and some of my favorite foods there. So at No Vacancy, I absolutely adore the Cubano. It's pressed to perfection in my mind, and the perfect balance of all the different ingredients that make a Cuban here in the Tampa Bay area amazing. So I definitely recommend the Cubano with No Vacancy. Check their hours, mainly an evening and brunch place, and they're closed a couple days, Mondays and Tuesdays, not open. So definitely check the hours before you head up there. Great drinks as well. Another favorite of mine is Bavaro's, and you have to go at lunch for my favorite, which is the 50-50, meatball panini and salad. So it's a half and half of those two items, and it's a perfect mix. I absolutely cannot get anything else at lunch because I love it so much. We're going to segue to desserts for a little bit. So Cecilia's Sweets has shaved snow, which if you've never had that before, it's a fused block of ice that has the flavoring in it. And then they shave it so fine that it's almost like a delicate cake, a cool cake. And my favorite is the Mexican candy. Low calorie, popping with flavor. Super good. If I'm right next door at Italy Bottega, definitely having dinner. Always love the chef special. One of the few places in the district that does fish entrees and does them fresh. And it's just a really, 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 the chef there is amazing, Chef Daniel. So any of the chef specials are awesome, especially getting fish there. I'm going to keep right there in that little area. So Copa is a Afro-Latin Caribbean fusion location. Amazing drinks, but the food is equally as talented there. And I tap that tapas. I have all sorts of tapas while I'm there. Two of my favorite are the tostones and the tofu spring rolls. So lots of our really cool places in the district offer vegetarian items and vegan items, which I really appreciate that. If I'm over at Red Mesa, we are not talking vegan now. We're talking definitely meat, is the Pork Colorado. If I'm in the afternoon or evening, if it's breakfast time, the breakfast quesadilla is my new favorite. It's got chorizo, it's got bacon, it's got a sausage in it. It's just amazing. The breakfast quesadilla, definitely recommend that. Grab a side of tots. If I'm down at Ferg's watching one of my favorite games, go Gators, the Spanish salad with Cuban. So it's a half and half salad and Cuban. You see maybe a theme developing here where I try to have a little bit of green, but one of my favorite dishes at Ferg's. Also know if it's game day, they have a more limited menu. So go on a non-game day sometime and you can really taste all over the place there at Ferg's. Final couple of places, Edge Eatery. They've got the Nomi Nori there now. I love sushi and their sushi is so fresh. It's almost swimming. It is just delectable. So check out Nomi Nori. The weekends, it's really hopping there. They've got music next door in their lounge area and you can have some sushi and some music. Final couple of places, Bacon, B-I-T-C-H, won't say the name on radio, but that's the Bacon Tomato Club is one of their new items. It's got avocado on it. It's fantastic. The service there is out of this world. It's definitely a party place every time you're there. Chai Mixology, all their poke bowls, literally all their poke bowls. And I think you've heard me say it before, if I'm a little pig, I'll eat the whole thing, but it really is two meals. Papo's, talking about a big meal. They have great, huge burritos there. I love the carne asada. Last but not least, I've made myself so hungry, is Hawker's, and they have their pad thai, and I do double chicken on the pad thai, hold the shrimp, just because that's me, and that's how I like to do that. So definitely come down to the Edge, enjoy our places to eat, drink, shop, experience. It's just, we'd love to see you. And the biggest thing I think about Halloween on Central coming up is Radio St. Pete is going to be there. So come by, check out Radio St. Pete, see the Edge, enjoy Halloween on Central, Sunday, October 29th. Take care.